Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. Rob and Valerie Moring have committed millions of dollars to a presidential innovation fund at Central Washington University. The fund will be used to invest in new strategic priority initiatives. Both the Morings are CWU graduates. CWU's Wellington Event Center is being renamed the Rob and Valerie Moring Event Center in honor of their support. The city of Ellensburg seeks public involvement in developing its transportation safety action plan. People are asked to share safety priorities for pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers. An open house to discuss safety priorities will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. March 6 in the council chambers. An online survey is available on the city's website. The Ellensburg School Board meets at 5:30 p.m. tonight at Ida Nason-Aronica Elementary School. The mid-year updates for Morgan Middle School and Ellensburg High School are on the agenda. And the alley between Chestnut and Poplar Streets and 7th and 8th Avenues will be closed today for a sewer line repair at 808 East 8th Avenue. Immediate weight restrictions have been placed on Umtanum Road between milepost 2.68 and 5.22 due to road conditions. A temporary weight restriction of gross vehicle weight of 26,000 pounds has been implemented. Kittitas County Public Works will update the weight restrictions for the road segment when road conditions improve. The CWU Wind Ensemble and Symphonic Band will perform at 7 p.m. Thursday in the McIntyre Music Building, and the concert is free. And the Ellensburg High School Winter Musical, Anything Goes, continues this week with shows at 7 p.m. Friday and 2 and 7 p.m. Saturday at the Morgan Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $15 for general admission. The CWU Theater Department production of Dracula, a feminist revenge fantasy, really, continues with 7:30 p.m. showings this Friday and Saturday and a 2 p.m. performance on Sunday. Tickets are available on the CWU Theater website. The CWU Leadership Conference is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday. That's in the Student Union and Recreation Center, and the conference title is The Power of You, Leading with Authenticity. There will be workshops, keynote speakers, and professional development, and it is free to CWU students. The Ellensburg High School girls basketball team earned the number 2 seed in the state 2A tournament and will host Columbia River in the opening round at 6 p.m. Friday. The Cleellum Roslyn girls basketball team earned the number 7 seed and opened the 2B state tourney at ADNA at noon on Saturday. The Fish Open Table lunch is Tuscan sausage soup, garlic bread, and an orange. The lunch is available to all seniors, age 60 plus, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Cleellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Cleellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone in need of a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 50 degrees. Sunset is at 5:44 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 31 degrees. Winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. Find all this news on our website as well. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.